saddle with me.
De Rojas? No, not the Rojas. Is it the Baxters, maybe? No, maybe not even the Baxters. You want to get rich, eh? Well, for that you have come to the right place. If you use your head. That's because everybody here has become very rich, or else they are dead. What do you want to buy? Some gun? Liquor. You don't buy, you sell. You sell lead in exchange for gold.
You will get rich here, or you'll be killed. Juan de Dios tolls the bell once again.
Saludos, amigo. It's not smart to go wandering so far from home.
He picked the wrong trail.
Or he could have picked the wrong town.
His big mistake, I think, was getting born. You want any work? Looking like that. You could try being a scarecrow.
Oh, no. The crows are liable to scare him, maybe.
You can't get rich like that. At most, you will only succeed in being killed.
With all of the trouble we have, all we needed was you. What are you looking for?
Food and something to drink.
Water's over there.
No water.
Eating and drinking, killing, that's all you can do, just like the rest of your kind. That's all you can think of.
By the way, you'll have to mark this up.
I know. You have no money. After all, you just got into town. But if you don't mind doing a little killing, you will have no trouble finding someone eager to pay you.
My roulette wheel.
That too was murdered. No one ever comes here to play. We spend our time here between funerals and burials.
Yeah, never saw a town as dead as this one.
You will never see another like it.
What's wrong with the place?
We've had too many killings. You have seen the women? None of them are women, they're widows. The place has only widows. Here you can only gain respect by killing other men. So nobody works anymore.
If somebody doesn't share your opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now I feel you better look you over to take your measurements. He's so experienced he can do it with a glance. You'll be a customer. Don't laugh. I'm not joking. I want to warn you that those murderers will make a corpse out of you one day. That's why I want you to get out of here. You don't want to stay in this cemetery. Finish up and get out.
I told you I can't pay you.
Be my guest. But get out of something there, will you?
Where does that lead?
The balcony. Why are you going there? Hey.
Have a look. Things always look different from higher up.
But nothing's up there. Go ahead and get out.
Who are they?
Bandits. Bandits and smugglers. They come down from Texas, across the frontier, to stock up on guns and liquor. The cost is much less here. Then they go back and sell the guns and liquor to the Indians.
The town that sells guns and liquor has got to be a rich one.
Not the town. Only those who buy and sell, and the bosses are the ones who clean up.
Yeah, somebody has to run the place. Every town has a boss.
That's true, but when there are two around, then I'd say that there is one too many.
Two bosses. Very interesting.
Interesting is right. The Rojos boys, three brothers who sell liquor, and then there's the Packers. Big gun merchants. If I'm not mistaken, you already met Baxter's gang, didn't you?
Yeah, we met.
But you're lucky they don't usually limit their fires to the mule. A man leaves his own land and looks around for any reason. Juan de Dios tolls the bell to prepare ourselves another coffin.
Two bosses.
They've enlisted all the scum that hangs around both sides of the frontier. And they pay in dollars.
Baxter's over there. Rojo's there. Me right in the middle.
Where are you the what?
Crazy bell ringer was right. Money to be made in a place like this.
If you're thinking what I suspect, I tell you, don't try it.
Which one of the two is the stronger?
Which one of them is stronger? Well, the Rojos, especially Ramon.
Don Miguel Rojo, I want to talk to you. Don Miguel, I hear you're hiring on men. Well, I might just be available. I got to tell you before you hire me. I don't work cheap. Get three coffins ready.
Adios, amigo. Listen, stranger.
Did you get the idea? We don't like to see bad boys like you in town. Go get your mule. You let him get away from you?
See, that's what I want to talk to you about. He's feeling real bad.
Huh?
My mule. You see, he got all riled up when you went and fired those shots at his feet.
Hey, you making some kind of joke?
Mm, no. You see, I understand you men were just playing around, but the mule, he just doesn't get it. Of course, if you were to all apologize... I don't think it's nice you laughing. See, my mule don't like people laughing. It's the crazy idea you're laughing at him. Now, if you apologize, like I know you're going to, I might convince him that you really didn't mean it.
The whole thing. You killed all four of them. You'll pay all right. You'll be strung up.
Who are you?
Don't fire a shot. I'm John Baxter. Sheriff.
Yeah. Well, if you're the sheriff, you better get these men on the ground. My mistake, poor coffins.
Hey!
I told you I wasn't cheap, but I think you'll find it's worth your while.
97, 98, 99, 100. The rest we're all done.
When do I start?
I'm not in a hurry, at least for the moment.
I'd say with four less Baxters, right now is as good a time to start as any.
In a few days, I hear there will be a troop of cavalry passing through San Miguel. And I wouldn't want the military sticking their long noses into our business.
You seem to be well informed.
In these parts, a man's life often depends on a mere scrap of information.
This thing couldn't have been very useful to its owner.
My brother Ramon did that. He often uses it for target practice. With a gun in his hand, no one stands in his way. The suit of armor is one of his favorite targets. Naturally, when he does not have anything better to shoot.
Well, I'll be kind of curious to meet this brother of yours.
This is Chico. One of the most trusted of my men. Follow him. He will bring you to your room. I would like you to feel at home.
Well, I never found home that great. Let's go. Who's that?
Her name's Marisol. You just forget about her. This one will be your room.
$100. Yes, we never paid out of that before.
Can you explain to me why you have taken him on? To have a filthy gringo around the house and to give him $100 besides?
We have never paid anybody so much. You cannot leave someone like that to do what he wants around here. He's capable of doing anything. And I want law and order in this place.
If that is all you want, there is a much cheaper way. Just snuff him out.
And who will be the one? You?
Yes, why not? A shot in his back, and then you would have him out of the way in no time at all. Listen, I can do it easily right now. He won't be expecting it. I'd get back the 100.
You're stupid, Esteban. Even if you are my brother. Bullet in the back, eh? And it is ended. And what happens if your hands should tremble slightly? And he's only been hurt. And with the cavalry arriving in town, and that Yankee so quick on the draw.
But I was only thinking
of... You mustn't think of anything. You let me do the singing instead. Go and see the Americano. Just ask him if he needs anything, and make friends. Get one thing clear in that head of yours. This is going to be a quiet town until Ramon gets back. Is that clear? A quiet town.
I'm Esteban Rojo. My brother asked me to... What are you doing?
Moving.
But didn't you know all our men live here with us?
That's all very cozy, but I don't find you men all that appealing. Besides, your brother said he didn't have any need for me anymore right now.
Tell the men we'll be spending tonight here in this place. Arrange it so they can pick up the supplies here. Also, double the guard in order to watch the stagecoach there.
Yes, sir.
Now, what do you suppose they're carrying in that coach?
It'd be easy to find out. Get up close to it and take a little look at what's in it. If they fire at you, you know it's gold.
Bad idea.
For anything.
Hello?
Get out of here, Yankee. Vamos.
Why aren't you sleeping? When I see you staring like that, it bothers me.
I still keep wondering who was in that stagecoach.
It's something they seem to think is very important. I asked a few questions of the captain and almost was arrested.
Who's Marisol?
You better get some sleep. You need it. Much too dangerous even for you.
All I did is ask who she was.
She is a woman. And Ramon's madly in love with her. Does that make it clear to you?
Everybody in this town talks about Ramon. Kind of curious to meet him.
If you're smart, you'll try to stay clear of Ramon as long as possible. There are the soldiers. They're moving on very quietly. Strange. They're headed for the frontier.
Tell me. Is that the way you go to bed every night?
Don't worry, I didn't dirty the sheets.
Oh, no, wait. I'm coming too. I want to see for myself how you're going to get yourself in trouble. All right, go ahead.
Welcome, Lieutenant. There's your goal, as promised. I hope the guns you will be giving us will be equally useful to our army.
Rest assured, Captain. We'll check them over together.
Fighting among themselves. My brother Ramon. I think I mentioned him.
Everybody talks about Ramon.
And many speak of you, too. My dear brother included.
Well, I hope they say nice things. Did you have a good trip?
It was tiring. It was terribly hot on the road during the day. And stagecoach. Or an uncomfortable way to travel.
Well, I'm sure you'll be in great shape in no time.
Oh, the Americano cannot wait to get into action. I'm sorry. He's going to be a disappointed man.
How's that?
The Baxters accepted the invitation. They'll come tonight, Don Miguel.
The Baxters coming here, you must be out of your head. Chico followed my orders. I told him to invite them here.
Ramon, what is this?
I have found out many things when I was traveling, and I have decided that it's very stupid to just keep on shooting at each other and without any results.
You've gone out of your mind, Ramon.
No, I've come to my senses, Esteban. Believe me. Trust me.
Life can be so precious. It's foolish to risk losing it every minute, no? There's plenty of space for everybody in this town. Even Baxter's. Hmm? For this reason. I've decided to hang my gun up on the wall.
I think that Ramon has the right idea. I too am getting tired of these killings. They must stop.
This is all very, very touching.
You mean you don't admire peace?
It's not really easy to like something you know nothing about.
Stay in San Miguel and you may just profit from the experience.
No, thanks. I'll be moving on. Here's your money, Don Miguel. I only use a small amount of it. I don't like to take money unless I feel I've earned it.
Now, why are you so hasty? You should stay here. You might enjoy dining with us tonight.
You see, the Baxters have 4 men in the cemetery on account of me. I don't think they'd appreciate my presence.
I don't like that Americano. He's too smart to be just a hired fighter.
They're shooting a pistol. No one can touch it.
I can see that. When someone with that face works with his gun, you may count on 2 things. He's fast on the trigger, but he's also intelligent. That makes him too dangerous for you, I think, my brothers.
And now that he's gone, will you please explain to me that silly nonsense about hanging up your gun and making up with the Baxters?
Is it possible, old fellow, that you'll never be able to reach any conclusions on your own? Don't you think that our government and the Americanos will find those bodies and then start an investigation? They'll investigate, all right. And we'll be quiet. And peacefully bide our time. We know nothing about the massacre at Rio Bravo, huh? I arranged for the bodies to be lying here, as if both companies killed each other.
But do you think they'll believe it, huh?
Ah, yes, I think so. Because if they don't find some guilty party, it would be a pretty good reason to call off the investigation.
Yes, but what about the Baxters?
The Baxters?
They want nothing more than to live in peace. We'll let them have their own way for a while. So forget about the Baxters. We'll take care of them later. When the investigation finishes...
That was a fine idea that you had. What was it again? Ah, yes. The Baxters on one side. Rojos on the other. And you'd be in the middle. The only problem is that they've joined up. Now you're without a job, and you don't have any money to pay me what you owe me. And there is only one thing for you to do. Leave here immediately. I will forget about what you owe me. And you leave San Miguel and never come back for the rest of your days.
Hey, Joe, I prepared the wagon the way you asked me to. We're sitting out in the back here with 2 empty coffins.
Yeah. What are you up to? Are you changing your profession? If you want to go on living, you'd better. In my opinion, you'll make a fine pallbearer.
Close this place and come with me, huh?
Oh, close up, huh? It's done. Where are we going? I'd like to know where we are going, or is it a secret?
Down by the river. Have a look at some corpses down there.
They come to dinner and we must go. But I don't like it at all. Even if they granted all the guarantees we've demanded. We'll go along with it, but don't touch anything. You mustn't eat. You mustn't drink. You just keep your eyes open and keep your wits about you.
sure that nobody has seen us?
Only a ghost or two.
No, 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 no. Don't joke about things like this. Ghosts are better left where they are.
You look as though this place suits you very well. And if you go on like this, you will soon be here permanently. I do not understand. Why is it with all those bodies down by the river we are just burying these two?
We're not. We're not going to bury them.
What do you mean we are not burying them?
That's right. We're not going to bury them.
If we are not going to bury them, I would like to know what we will use them for. Why are we taking the trouble to do this?
The dead can be very useful sometimes. You've helped me out of tough spots more than once. First, they don't talk. Second, you're made to look alive if I manage it right.
Yeah.
And third... Well, third, if you shoot them, there's no worry because they're dead already. Understand?
It doesn't make a bit of sense to me, and I'm getting out. I'm alive, and I want to remain with the living, understand? And when I'm dead, I'll want to remain with the dead, and I would be unhappy if somebody living forces me to remain with the living. I hope that's clear. Also, I don't like the idea that you placed those bodies there. The man who is buried in that grave is the only one who ever died of pneumonia in this cursed town.
Take it easy now, will you? These two friends of ours here are going to help me pay your bill.
Get up there.
To start a war with us would be to kidnap you from your husband's side. He's gallant, this Rojo. I really didn't think him capable of compliments.
And he's not. All that he says is false, like his proposals.
You women. If things aren't complicated for you, you become suspicious.
Yes. Because to me it just didn't seem right. It went too smoothly. I don't trust them.
You'd like to prove me wrong, wouldn't you? Always the same thing.
Good night.
Good night.
You didn't know why the Rojos want to make peace all of a sudden. You see, there was once a wagon load of gold that the soldiers were taking to the border. Bedroom. You're never sure how he's going to react.
Give him $500.
How's that?
Give the money to him. He has an interesting story. Listen to him.
That's the right idea. You didn't misunderstand.
I get the wrong idea. Only when it's...
Ramon, what is it?
This soldier's the one that we're escorting the gold.
Two of those soldiers got away. They're hiding out in the cemetery. The Baxters, they're about to capture. Hey! Rubio, get the men.
You are well informed.
Man's life in these parts often depends on a mere scrap of information. Your brother's own words.
Tell me, why are you doing this for us?
$500?
These two soldiers as witnesses against Ramon. The government will be able to rid the town of the Rojos and the whole band.
And San Miguel will have just one boss.
Hurry.
Got money in his pocket. He begins to appreciate peace.
Come on!
That are very interesting to the Rojos. Better hide. Hurry.
do?
Take two men and circle around to the side. Try to keep them busy long enough for me to get those two down there. Go on. Go on. Quickly.
Keep me covered. I'm going to take care of those two. We'll let them go home in a little while. We'll keep this bad boy as our guest only until Baxter leaves San Miguel and heads for the frontier. Put him in the cellar.
Esteban, good work.
With Antonio's our prisoner,
the Baxters are going to have to give it to us. Now we can make any kind of demand.
Don Miguel! Don Miguel!
What has happened? Talk, will you?
I don't know, but somebody shot at me.
Marisol! Marisol! Where are you, Marisol?
Strange how you always manage to be in the right place at the right time. It's nothing serious. A headache that will pass. Just sleep. Keep your eyes open. She's not to move from that room, you hear?
wouldn't mention anything about me bringing her here. I wouldn't want the Rojos to think I was on your side.
Don't be worried. I'm a woman who's rich enough to appreciate the men that my money can buy.
I've been to talk to the Rojos. They'll give back Antonio in exchange for Marisol and take place in the morning.
Very soon, you're going to be rich.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's not going to break my heart.
Julio.
You were warned to get out of town. Now I'm going to make you pay once and for all.
Let him be.
better get going. Ramon's waiting. And you, get that kid home where he belongs. Ramon got to do with them, huh?
You weren't told, eh? In this part of the world, the story's very old. A happy little family until trouble comes along. And trouble has the name of Ramon. Claiming the husband cheated at cards, which wasn't true, he gets the wife to live with him as hostage.
And the husband?
For him, there's nothing for him to do. The Rojos threatened to kill his little boy, Jesus, and he was forced to accept things.
That Ramon is smart.
Where are you going?
The Rojos to look for a job.
I'm glad we have the Americano with us. The best thing that could have happened to us, you know. Because if either government starts an inquiry, we need every man we can get. I guess you know. To be at war with the Baxters now is worse than sitting on a big case of dynamite.
Where should we put this?
Put it over there. Yes!
Come on, everybody, drink up!
Shooting.
When you want to kill a man, you must shoot for his heart, and the Winchester is the best weapon.
That's very nice, but I'll stick with my .45.
When a man with a .45 meets a man with a rifle, the man with a pistol will be a dead man. That's an old Mexican proverb, and it's true.
Do you believe that?
Paquito, take 5 men and escort Marisol to the small house. And stay there until I return.
Everything is prepared.
Do not be worried. I will return tomorrow.
All the wagons are ready. We can leave.
Everyone, enjoy yourselves during my absence.
You heard Ramon? Let's have a good time. You remember Betty from Fire? From the world with her lover, I Betty. Betty from Fire.
Where's all the return? Of course, it only poured into himself.
Thank you.
Papa. Did you not tell me no one could go see Mama?
That's right.
Then why does that man see her when I cannot? I want Mama.
Open the door.
I want Mama.
Quiet. We cannot show ourselves. You must remember that. You must stay away.
Hello?
There's somebody shooting up at this small house.
Stand the horses immediately. Come on, let's go.
To live on for a while. Now get across the border. Much distance between yourselves and San Miguel as possible.
How may we thank you for what you are doing?
Don't try. Just get going before the Rojos get here.
Why do you do this for us?
Why? I knew someone like you once. There was no one there to help. Now get moving. Get moving. Get out of here.
Thank you.
your men are out of the house. Keep your eyes open.
Miguel, Paco, Vicente, Martin, behind the house. Manolo and Alvaro, come with me.
Stay alert. The way they killed the men at the small house, there must be a lot of them.
It's a warm evening. One of our wagons lost a wheel, so we had to turn back here to get help. One of the men tells me the Baxters attacked the small house. Do you know about it? Tell me what you know.
Well, where did you hide my son? Rubio.
You are thirsty. You want to drink?
No, no, it is too soon to drink.
Oh! Bring him over here.
In a week, you'll be back in shape. You'll
get out and you can go wherever you want.
That's enough for today. Sooner or later, he'll talk. It's just a matter of time. Watch out he doesn't escape or die otherwise, too, as you'll...
Wait till he comes to. This way he hardly feels anything.
I've had a poker hand waiting for me for 3 days. Now I am stuck here. I can't get back to it while I'm guarding this Americano idiot.
I think you will find this more amusing than cards. All orders are to be sure he does not die. I'll also make sure he regrets the day he was born.
The gringo is asleep, I imagine. That's all right. I'll enjoy waking him up.
Esteban,
What was that noise? I do not know. Heard a yell and then a crash.
Useless to hide. They'll finish playing the smart boy. Go up and look in the loft. And take a look behind the barrels. Let's get out of here.
Anybody there in the back room?
I'm certain he has taken refuge with the Baxters. The Americano isn't stupid. He knows that that's the best place for him to hide. The Baxters, eh? Then better go and get him. And that's for being his friend.
hurt them.
on. Don't shoot. We're coming out. We surrender. Listen, you won. It's enough. I'll get out of town. I'll do whatever you like.
You promise that?
I swear it, Ramon.
You won't try a trick of any kind.
Son, no tricks. I said before, I give you my word. We'll leave.
Are you sure?
You had better ask permission of your wife.
Maybe she won't be too happy.
Where's Silvanito? Any news today?
I have to tell you some news that's pretty bad. I hate to tell you this, Joe, but...
Where's Silvanito?
Silvanito? He was captured this morning by those men of Ramon's. They grabbed him outside the village. He was on his way to this mine. He was bringing in some provisions. Ramon got him now. He's being tortured, but he won't talk. I know him well. He's a stubborn man. No matter what they do to him, he won't say a word, even if it means his life. Listen to me. They'll never be able to force him.
Now, fool, loosen up your tongue.
No.
Rubio.
You better get back to your shop, old man. You're liable to have some business there.
Ah, very good. That's what I wanted to hear. And I have a little surprise for you that I brought along. I know how much you are going to need it. It was very hard to get my hands on it, but I got it by first using my head. No one can resist 2 bottles of wine. Isn't that right? Well, I thought that you might need that pistol. And I brought another present. It's dynamite. I stole it from the Rojos. And now it seems to me the moment's come for you to light the fuse and send it back to them.
See, lots of light. Too early to be asleep yet. Rubio here. I shouldn't like to ruin the rifle. I could never find another like this.
Save the Rambo. Let's try it with this one now.
To see me.
Americana's dead.
Cut the old man down. What's wrong, Ramon? Losing your touch? You afraid, Ramon? Shoot to kill, you better hit the heart.
Your own words, Ramon. The heart, Ramon. Don't forget the heart. Aim for the heart or you'll never stop me. When a man with a 45 meets a man with a rifle, you said the man with the pistol's a dead man. Let's see if that's true. And shoot.
Joe.
glad to see that gold back.
And you don't want to be here when they get it, eh?
You mean the Mexican government on one side? Maybe the Americans on the other side? Me right smack in the middle? Too dangerous. So long.
Adios.